Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the July 9th, 2015 Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. And welcome, everyone. And we'll start with a roll call, Madam Secretary.
Ms. Knight?
Yes.
Ms. Mark?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Here. Good. That's good. We have a quorum anyway. We'll look for new members.
Yeah, we've been doing that for 6 months.
We can do it.
Give us a number before we end up having a meeting.
That's right. All right. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes? All right. Any additions or corrections?
They are perfect.
Motion to approve. All right. A motion from Mrs. Himes, a second from Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign opposed. Motion carries. Would anyone like to disclose any ex parte communication? Any members? All right. Do we have any announcements? Amy? Okay. Anyone else have an announcement? All right. So, we will begin. If the code officers will please come forward and be sworn in.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
All right, everyone, here's our procedure. We will be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys present, we will hear those cases first. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you're not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the microphone. The board hears from the code officers first, and then you'll be given the opportunity to respond. Please direct all of your responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify following the same procedure. All right, are there any attorneys present? All right, Mr. Wickersham. This is case number 2, CEB 12-14-131, Bayshore Bath and Tennis Club Condo. And this is a progress report.
Madam Chairman, members of the board, good morning to you. Pleasure to see you again. The status of this particular project is, crossing our fingers and looking with a lot of foresight, this coming week is the target for starting this project.
Okay.
It's gone through the application for the permits, and there were some additional requirements that the chief building inspector for the city of Daytona Beach wanted, which took a little while to find other types of inspectors in order to do the work. And Universal Engineering is going to be involved in doing inspections as the job goes along as an independent specialist looking over the work that's been done. And the permit was actually ready to be picked up yesterday, but it's my understanding that the contractor needs to come back today with his insurance information so that that will hopefully complete the process. But from where it started, and I know it seems like an eternity when you're going through this process, it really has come a long way. We started off with a project that nobody could even find the basic plans, the as-built. So you had to go back and redo all of that, which took a long time. And it's a slow, tedious process, but it is making steady progress. And glad to answer any questions you all have. And our code officer is here, and I also have with me Mr. Joe Hiller, who is a structural engineer for Bayshore that is in charge of this project.
Are you doing both buildings of the same kind? Are you doing both buildings?
I believe that is the plan. Joe, let me let you address that.
Yes. Joseph Hiller. I'm a structural engineer. H-I-L-L-E-R, yes. I do. Actually, what we're doing is the parking structures, and it will be for both buildings. And it's a two-story parking structure, so we'll be doing both floors.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Klieg? Anything? Good. Yes, they are cooperating. We're glad you're getting some work done there, and we know how long a process it is. So you're really going to start by next month, you think everything will be in place to start?
We're believing by next Monday, literally, as they say, if God's on our side and the creeks don't rise,
right.
It should be there.
Okay. So I'll accept a motion to continue the monthly progress reports.
Madam Chair,
is it bimonthly?
We do have bimonthly report schedules for the end of the year.
So we don't have to do anything, and we'll see you in 2 months, and hopefully you'll have something more to tell us. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You all have a lovely day.
You too. All right, let's go back to case number one, Atlantico Condo Association. Respondents present. All right, this is also a progress report.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Paul Hart for Realty.
Chuck Hayes, Keystone Engineering and Consulting.
I do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have good news to report, same as the other condominium that just walked out the door. We had a brainstorming session yesterday between the engineer, management, and the contractor of record, which still has an open building permit, general contractor, and the board of directors. Keystone compiled a budget to complete all of what I would qualify as a routine maintenance actions for an aged oceanfront structure. So the remaining action that carried over from photographs and the initial citation from code enforcement was a dilapidated, unsalvageable, unsafe wood deck, which we demolished during the phase one. And we're in progress of permitting and completing that action. Then the facility will be safe and remain open, guardrails, no falling concrete, until our planned remodelization in January of 2016. The budget's approximately $240,000. The association has accrued about $170,000 of that, so we're really close to the target amount to complete all of the actions in one more phase. And that's the update.
Okay. Do you have anything to add, sir?
What he said.
Okay. Mr. Klieg?
Progress
is good. So is this the same as the other, the bi-monthly, or are we doing monthly on this one?
Bi-monthly.
All right, so we'll...
September 10th.
No, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, moving on to case number three, CEB04-15-16. Lisa McCarthy Imperato and Stephen Karp. And the respondents present.
Morning. Lisa's out here. She's in Alabama, but she's no longer involved in it day-to-day because...
So we added you, I remember,
right,
correct?
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right. Well, state your name and address for the record.
Steve Karp, care of Bayview Hotel, 124 Orange Avenue. Daytona Beach, 32114.
All right. And, sir, are you going to testify?
Yes.
Will you state your name and address?
I am Paul Pilert. I live at 338 Taylor Avenue, the upper unit.
Okay.
I am Stephen Karp's maintenance man.
Okay. All right.
Pilert, P-I-E-L-E-R-T.
P-R-T. Okay.
I do.
Yes.
All right. We'll hear from code first, please.
And also there's another case, number 11. We're trying to combine it, if we could, in the Bayview Hotel.
He's here representing number 11 also.
I think that what we'll do is do them separately. They're two different.
No, I was trying to call them right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we can take it next. Okay.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board.
Good morning.
Mr. Cino, Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. This case is before you for imposition of a fine. Respondent was first notified back in February of 2015. And as you know, the property had changed hands by the time we came to our initial meeting. The Staff reports that the inspector is John Stinson, and he reports that the property remains in non-compliance. The staff requests that a fine of $300 per month be imposed to a maximum of $300 per day. I'm sorry. Thanks for the shock look. Give me clear. $300 per day fine be imposed to a maximum of $15,000. And I will attend to Mr. Stinson for the factual information regarding the case.
Mr. Stinson, what can you tell us?
Good morning. My last property inspection there was yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The property still remains in non-compliance. The re-inspection that I performed prior to that was on July 1st. These are the photographs that you're looking at right now. And that's the state of the exterior interior on July 1st. As you can still see, we still have issues with the windows, the screens, the outside storage, and pretty much everything else that's listed on the notice of violation. I did gain entry on the inside, as the pictures will continue to scroll. The downstairs unit, the resident there, is unable to utilize the kitchen as of now because it's being remodeled or redone. So, in short, it's still in non-compliance. And we're asking for the fine.
But that, can you go back that just one? What is this? Is the inside of the bottom unit, or
this
yeah?
This is the laundry room of the bottom unit.
Okay.
This is where the tenant now has his cooking. Well, he can't actually use the stove because it's disconnected. He's got his microwave in the laundry room. That's because his kitchen has been completely blocked off because they're working on it. And those are pictures right there from inside in the kitchen where he's working on it, or where it's being worked on. Outside of that, the condition of the property remains the same.
Okay. Unless you wait a second. Okay. Who wants to testify for us one at a time?
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't notified in February because I didn't own it until April 10th. And I have the closing statement here if you'd like to see that. That's the closing date, April 10th. So then shortly thereafter, Lisa McCarthy, the previous owner, came here, right? I don't remember the exact date. Whatever your April hearing was, probably the 12th or 14th, after the closing.
Yes.
And then Mr. Stinson had, I believe it was at that time, something notifying me of the these conditions, right? So the main problem was, other than the tenant in the downstairs has been there 10 years and he's a hoarder. So the problem was that there was some plumbing leaks evidently coming from the upstairs unit, from the bathroom. Was it from the bathroom? Right? Okay. So Lisa had put a tenant in there would never have been acceptable to me, but she put some people in there, and I had to take about 40 days to evict those people, get rid of them, to gain access to the upper unit to begin discovering what was the problem with the plumbing, you know, that made it leak down below. So the tenant vacated that upper unit on 6-4, approximately 6-4, and we went in there immediately on 6-5, my head of maintenance right here, and we determined that in the bathroom there was some minor, something in the tub that was, leaking, and it was about a $9 part at Ace Hardware, and Paul replaced that, and was there one other part? And the kitchen, there was some other minor leak under the P-trap in the kitchen. So, we replaced that. And now there's no more leaks, okay? And we redid that whole unit, the upper, which, of course, Mr. Stinson didn't have anything to do with. It was only the lower unit. But that whole, I can show you pictures of the second unit upstairs. It's totally renovated, okay? Then we went downstairs because we now resolved the plumbing problems in the upper unit that was causing the leaks. So we then went downstairs to Mike, the tenant there, who's been there for years. In fact, he's the one that called code enforcement on himself, right? And they removed like 10 dogs and 8 cats from there. And because of the plumbing leaks, which are no longer there because we've resolved those problems. Okay? And he is very uncooperative in letting us in for some reason. So somehow we were able to get through the rear to where the kitchen is, and we've redone the whole kitchen area, right?
I have pictures.
And we have pictures of that. So whatever pictures were taken of the kitchen area, half completed or whatever, where he removed his microwave to the laundry room, that's all completed. And what else have you done?
He's got access. He has access back to his kitchen. Everything outside is clean. I also have pictures of that.
The exterior has all been, everything's been removed. We have pictures of that.
The couches, the trash that was outside. We do have a couple companies coming to measure windows. It's a very odd size window, so we're having problems with that.
We can't get them at Home Depot.
All the drywall has been repaired. There are no more leaks in his apartment. I did have to remove his back actual main door because he wouldn't let me in. So his door is actually off right now to where I can get in every day and work. But he does have his kitchen back. It's fully functional.
So he is not allowing you into...
Exactly. This
well,
is
I mean,
the man.
Occasionally he will. You know, it's hit and miss. You know, if he's... What happened was 5 years ago he had a major car accident, and he was an EMT, and now he's not with
it
anymore.
Okay. All right. Mr. Stinson, this is not the same report that we got from you about what was going on there yesterday, as of yesterday, right?
As of yesterday, I did not make entry into the property.
Oh, you did not get inside, so we don't know what's going inside.
Well, maybe I can get him into Mike's unit and show him the progress.
As of yesterday, I was not.
Okay.
I did not go inside. But okay. As of July 1st, these are photographs from the interior.
And also the exterior has all been... You want to show them? If you like, we have pictures.
Are they just on the camera?
Yeah, because I didn't have time to print them because we just finished it at about 7 p.m.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Mrs. Himes.
I'll try to get away from my kids' pictures. It starts with the upstairs. Just keep pushing the right button.
Sure.
It'll go through to the outside and downstairs.
You just keep hitting that button on the right?
Hit the right button, and it'll keep scrolling through. At first, it starts with pictures of the upper unit, even smoke alarms, everything installed, everything's fully functional.
Sure. I could download them. You know, I just ran out of time. I wanted to go to Office Depot, but they closed at 8 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. Not his storm door that lets him get out of his house, but his main door that blocks off his laundry room from his kitchen.
I'm thinking
he still has that. He still has the back door blocking off. You can't just walk in his house, but he can't. I mean, he can lock the screen door, but he's not locking it. He's leaving it unlocked and letting me in now. He's actually starting to throw things away. This man has stacks of newspapers like this.
Oh, okay.
Buckets on the walls.
Right.
I finally got him to empty a room yesterday. I mean, he's giving us a really hard time.
But he's being more cooperative now. We keep whittling away at him.
So these are pictures of the upstairs that I'm
No.
If you keep scrolling through, that's the upstairs, the downstairs kitchen, and then the whole outside though.
The exterior where all the trash has been removed as of 8 p.m. last night. And also, I might add that if we had another 7 to 10 days, we could finish, and I could order all the windows. Okay, I'm ordering the carpet today. I have all the sizes to redo the carpet in the downstairs unit. I'm going to go to Home Depot. They're going to cut the carpet, and hopefully he'll let us in. We could do the carpet and repaint everything, and then his unit downstairs will look like the upstairs, which there's pictures there. You can see. And his kitchen downstairs has been completed. It's very nice. And I spent $3,000 so far on material.
We've lost it.
Did you get lost?
Come on. All right, are there any questions from the board?
Madam Chairman, you looked at that. Are you satisfied with...
The upstairs, I think I was looking at the upstairs and some of the downstairs, and there's I want you all to see it, but there has been progress made, even if it was made at 8 o'clock last night.
No. It's been made over the last 45 days, but it's hard to gain access. The upstairs, when we redid the plumbing that caused the problem downstairs, we redid that unit first.
My concern is this. I know last time we were here, we discussed that Mr. Stinson needed to get in.
Right. I just have to tell the tenant, if you give me a window, noon to 2 on Thursday, I'll get you in.
Are you talking about the
10
on the first one?
First, second, either. Oh, you're only concerned about the lower.
I've never had a problem gaining entry to the lower property. Never had a problem. Knock on the door, he always lets me.
Is this another property where you do the driveway?
The upstairs is totally redone, but he didn't have any issues, correct?
I don't have a case on the upstairs that's before the board right now.
Okay.
My wife's always there. You can get
in there. Mr. Jackson? I don't think so. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, Madam Chair, is this in talking with the inspector?
It's working. I think it's working.
It's working.
Sal, I heard. Well,
okay. Just talking with the inspector. The concern is just what you
stated that there's a lot of things he's expressing now is on order. Very sufficient. I would also like that if those pictures are pictures that you'll be considering as you evaluate progress in the future, like at least Mr. Benson will take a look at them.
Absolutely.
I could download, what do you call it? He could download
them.
Oh, I could
look at them right now.
I'm sorry?
Let him see them right
now.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Any discussion regarding them?
Right.
The inspector be on the same page.
Sure.
Of course. This is with the green, but understanding where we are in the process with this owner, we're in agreement on with Madam.
Okay.
In this matter.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I apologize if you have more time for it.
Oh, you've had time.
No, I mean, no. He just gave it. I also have some on my
phone. That's all right. That's enough. Let Mr. Stenson look at these.
Okay, could you give me your card with your email? I'll do it. I'll go right on top.
Mr. Karp, do you plan on being finished in the... do you plan on being finished with this work within 30 days?
Yeah, I was going to tell you that I could get it finished, Paul said, in 14 days, and then call Mr. Stenson rather than waiting to the next hearing. So I'll call Mr. Stenson in 10 to 12 days, and then he could come out and re-inspect it.
He let you in. I don't know if you come like
that. Yeah, because he has an official look.
All right, too much. Mrs. Hines.
Are you saying that this will be complete and in compliance in 14 days? Is this what you're telling me?
Yes. Correct? Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Simpson?
I'm sorry, was your response that it can all be done in 14 days?
Yeah, because we had to do the bay viewer off of that, so he's full-time over there. Okay, I just have to order certain windows, right? I mean, I can discuss that with you, right?
I would suggest that you give them this 14 days. However, at the end of the 14 days, if it's not in compliance...
Then it should be fine.
A fine certain should go into effect by data to today.
That's fair. That's fair.
Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that.
Ms. Sam,
all right. Okay.
Any other questions or statements from
it's
the
given
board?
15 days, not so that's start tomorrow. 15 mm-hmm. days.
Starting
today.
Today is the 9th, right? 24th.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to reiterate. You're saying that in 15 days you will
be in compliance. Absolutely.
Yes.
You didn't even have the windows yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I'll have to go to Orlando if I have to get the windows at a larger window place. It's harder to get those sizes here, but I'm hoping to get them there.
Do you know that you don't have to order those windows? I mean,
they're pretty bad.
I guess some of them, I mean, I have to meet Mr. Stenson. I don't think all of them have to be replaced. There's only a few of them. I believe there's only a few that are, right?
I'm not sure.
I mean, a lot of them are operational.
Yeah.
All right, enough now. Let's move on. So what I'm hearing is that the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until July 24th to come into compliance.
Correct.
At which time a fine will be imposed of $300 a day up to $15,000. Effective July 25th. Mm-hmm. Is there such a motion?
Second.
All right, I have a motion from Mrs. Himes and a second from Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
15 days.
We're on it.
Okay. All right, we're going to excuse Mr. Jones, and we still have a quorum, so we're going to move on. Now we're moving on to case number 11, because this involves you, Mr. Karp.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's a new case, correct?
Correct.
Plantation Acres. This is case number 11, CEB 07-15-28, Plantation Acres. All right, Mr. Karp, you've been sworn in. Would you state your relationship to Plantation Acres, LLC?
Managing member.
And you're authorized to speak for?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Mr. Garcia, what can you tell us?
Code Officer Garcia, City of Daytona Beach, Presidential is on file. This is in non-compliance as of now, but by tomorrow it should be in compliance, so I'm just going to non-compliance next cutoff. But the pictures you see here, how it was, and if you go down a little further, you'll see it's been repainted. This is the front, and they had, between all the construction that's going on now, It's caused them to take up some time, and they've had to rent some equipment to get up to the areas where they needed to. They are now at the back, at the rear, and it's just a partial where they need to finish off, and they'll be done. So that's why we even moved up this one, because they got to get the equipment back where they rented.
At $1,453 a week.
Okay. Anything else? Anything from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is August 13th, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day.
Cutoff date is August 5th.
Oh, I'm sorry, August 5th. Okay.
So moved.
All right, motion from Mr. Harrington, a second from Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, thank you very much. We'll go back to case number four, CEB 05-15-17, 723 North Atlantic, LLC. Is anyone here to represent? All right, we'll just hear from staff. No one was here last time either, is that correct?
No, Brian Stevenson, yes, is here on behalf of Mr. Newell.
That's okay. No, but.
Oh, you meant as far as.
Yeah, as far as. So, yeah.
That's correct, yeah, no respondents.
Oh, I know, because Mr. Newell was unavailable last month.
Right, I thought you were
put off to this month, I remember that. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. This is before you for imposition of a fine.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were indicating, the fire inspector is David Newell, and I know that Mr. Newell had gotten with Mr. Stevenson. I was going to say Brian Stevenson, and updated him as to the status. And so I will attend to Mr. Stevenson to the board so that he can update you as to the status of the case.
Terrific, Mr. Stevenson.
Yes, Brian Stevenson, city fire inspector. My coworker David had sent me an email that said that there has not been any contact with the property owner for several months, and definitely no violations have been corrected. The food system, the pizza oven, we have some pictures from, is not ventilated properly, and that should be shown by that ductwork that's running on top of the pizza oven there. So that is not compliant with the Florida Fire Prevention Code.
Okay, any questions from the board?
This business is functioning?
Yes.
And he did leave a recommendation. He recommends $100 per day to a maximum of $20,000. And because there hasn't been any contact or any progress that he's aware of since the date that compliance was due, which was June 11th, he would like that to be imposed as of June 11th.
Okay. All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent, effective retroactively to June 11th, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $20,000. All right, I have a motion from Mrs. Hines and a second from Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 5 is in compliance, correct? Okay. We'll move on to case number 6, CEB 0615-23, Halifax River Company, LLC. Someone here to represent them?
Morning. Gary Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. Managing member with Halifax Railroad Company.
Can you raise your hand, please, sir? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. This is a progress report. Okay. And Mr. Fitzgerald, do you want to tell us what you've received for a progress report?
As of this time, I have no progress report. I talked with Jason Jeffries the other day, and they still hadn't applied for the variance board to get that approved. Unless you have anything.
Okay.
No. Okay. No.
Okay. Is Mr. Jeffries here? Would you like to? Are you just here to say that they have not applied?
Well, I do know. Do I need to?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jason Jeffries. Yes. Redevelopment project manager with the redevelopment office. I do know they're in contact with an architect. The architect has been in contact with staff, obviously, and they could testify if my understanding they're going to be putting them under contract. But obviously, with them just getting the architect under contract takes them some time to put the drawings together. And we're probably looking at, if they get it submitted this month, what they're proposing to the building would be what's called now under our new land development code, a major COA, certificate of appropriateness, and would probably the next opportunity to go to that requires historic preservation board approval, and the next opportunity would be the August historic preservation board meeting, and that's if they get everything submitted to staff for review.
They don't need to go to the CRA.
Well, the CRA is the budgeting agency. You're talking about the redevelopment boards?
Yeah.
No, because under the new land development code, the redevelopment boards only approve new square footage of buildings over 20,000 square feet. They're just proposing exterior improvements to the building.
And so they just need to go before start.
The historic preservation board and, of course, the staff approval.
And if I can, Madam Chair, so are you saying in terms of what's the timeline for a permit for them, the likely time period if they were working diligently?
If they're working diligently, I guess what I'm saying is you're not talking being in front of the board until later August, and I'm really thinking probably the next status update to this board may be your meeting in September, if that works for the board.
Great, thank you.
Is that glass frontage, is that what's there now?
Okay.
This was what it looked like.
Okay.
The original, they had some broken glass, and this is what it looks like now.
And just for the record, the issue here is that they removed all the glass in the front. That was a material alteration to the building that's a designated, it's a contributing historic structure to the South Beach Historic District, which requires a Historic Preservation Board approval. Not that what they're suggesting and proposing to do, they could do it. We just need to have the approval from the board and need to have the architectural drawings or to make sure it's consistent with the historic character of the building.
All right. Would you like to testify, sir?
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Dixon, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The only thing I can add to that is that it wasn't that we just removed it. We got, you know, damaged, and the contractor that we had who left it. We had had a permit before, and evidently he walked off the job, so his permit went with him, and we were unaware of that. So it's been left in this open condition, and we've contacted a general contractor who got a architect, and we did that right after the last board meeting. But it's taken, because of summer and time and things like that, I guess Brian Friedley is the architect, and he's extremely busy. And then we're also using a local contractor who's also licensed. Ray Budgen, sorry. And so we have contracted with both of them to get it done. And they've told us that because of the time limits and the boards and whatnot, it will be well into September before, you know, they get that it, they would be able to get things approved to start on. But he can't get a permit to build till they go through the process with the architect who's drawing up the plans and going to submit those to the...
What business are you putting in there?
Well, at this point, what we're doing is just trying to comply and put nothing in there right now. We would like to utilize that space, since everything's gone, for the business that's next door that we also own, as a patio area. But not right now, not putting anything interiorly into the building, just utilizing it as an exterior patio.
Any other questions from the board? What's your recommendation, Mr. Fitzgerald?
A progress report in September and compliance October.
We would hope for the same thing, for sure.
But in my hearing, that everything hinges on the historical preservation board.
That would be Mr. Jeffries.
Yes,
it does. And the original permit was taken out to replace the plate glass windows. And so they took out even these concrete here, this, all of this. So I mean, they went way above the permit, and that's why it was voided out.
And if I can say, the need for the progress report in September is just for that question, the times if there happens to be a plan B if necessary, if the board doesn't approve or they require something additional.
So are we looking at no glass in some of these spaces right now? It's just open, this whole area?
Well, the whole front there where the glass and the doors and everything,
so where
there,
those
that
two
remains.
Arrows are, that's open?
See these glass areas right here where the arrow's pointing?
Yeah.
They're gone.
Oh, hold on a second. And the this, and then also this area here, and then this area here. And so what was completed was a complete gut.
Okay. So that's
this
all
is where,
out now.
This
okay.
is where those windows were.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Is it a requirement to, or should they be a requirement? They should go to the history board before they start anything down there? I certainly will bring my microphone down. The question was, is it standard procedure or should it be standard procedure that they simply go to the history board before they do anything on?
That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, they should have filed a permit for the removal of the glass. Staff would have flagged it as requiring a certificate of appropriateness, and before work commenced, I mean, basically a permit was not, I think, Mr. Fitzgerald said a permit was not issued for removing the glass, it was to replace the glass. So what the permit was and what staff understood was going to happen was that it was going to be a replacement of glass, which doesn't require staff approval and can be, as long as they replace it within 60 days, they were in conformance. But here, the end result was that they actually removed all the glass, and that should have been done prior to the... the board approval should have been done prior to that action.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Could I have, may, add, may
go ahead.
One comment I'd have is that we hired a contractor to do that. Our request to him when it first happened was to make it safe. When he went in there to make it safe, he determined it couldn't be replaced. When he knocked them down, the drop ceiling came down. And the permit that was issued was for, at that point, I don't know what he had, but that was like January 2nd. We got a permit again, and it was for the renovation, and that's what the permit said, renovation of the storefront. Nobody ever told us that it couldn't be done. We had the permit in the window. It was good for 180 days. And then we found out that...
We understand that you didn't understand the rules, but the rules are in existence.
Right. We just...
That's your responsibility to know those rules.
Sure.
So,
which is why we got a permit to start with.
Okay. All right. Any more discussion from the board? So, do I hear it?
Right now it's set for compliance August 8th.
Right.
Or actually, probably August 5th.
That might be August 5th. That's a cutoff date, August 5th, right? Okay. Well, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until the October cutoff date to come in compliance. And wasn't that what we said?
Yes.
And further order that a progress report, I would like to see one when in September. Is that correct? September.
The October cutoff date is actually September
30th. Yes.
Okay.
So,
all right. And a progress report then due, I don't have a calendar, at the September meeting.
Thank you.
All right.
So we want a progress report for September
10th. Thank you. Yeah, a progress report for September 10th, yes.
And compliance by September
30th? And September 30th compliance.
The hearing to postpone the
on
October
8th.
Meeting.
Yeah. All right. Do you understand that?
Yes, some of
it. I think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mr. Smart made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Okay, so you need to get your permits in order and let's get this done. Okay? Thank you. All right, moving on to case number 7. CEB06-15-24, the Hindu Cultural Association of Daytona Beach. Do we have... Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Fridley was here last time, right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Just state your name and address, both of you, for the record, and be sworn in.
Certainly. Madam Chair, members of the board, my name is Mark Douse, and I'm a project engineer with Mark Douse and Associates. Our offices are located at 536 North Halifax. We are the engineers for the site work on the project.
Certainly. Douse, D-O-W-S-T.
I'm Mike Patel. I'm board of the director in the Hindu temple.
All right. Let's hear from staff, please.
Tico Gas did turn off the gas on June 11th, as the board ordered. And that there, to my knowledge, there have been no cooking on the property. And you'll get an update from the engineer today. And they have applied with the, I guess, with the preliminary committee. What was it? The technical review committee.
Right.
And they're ongoing with that. So it is moving forward.
Okay. Mr. Doust.
Madam Chair, first of all, I'd like to apologize for not being here for the last code board meeting. I was on a family vacation.
Good.
which you just have to do from time to time. But I hope the letter that I provided to Brian was distributed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a summary. That's an accurate summary. And the plans for the site plans have been completed, and they have been submitted to the city. We would expect that we would get permitted by the April 15th date, which is indicated in the letter. With a little luck, we might be able to shave a week off that.
Okay, not April.
August.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
That allows 6 weeks, and normally this would be like 5 to 6, so we're close on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we estimate 90 days to actually do the physical construction. The site plans detail removal of some of the concrete that was constructed over a portion of the pond. Staff has indicated we need to create a landscape buffer there, so that has been shown on the plans. In addition to bring the stormwater pond into compliance, there will be some short walls that are constructed around the perimeter. That's how we pick up the lost volume. But the stormwater calculation showed that the pond will work, and that's what was turned into the city. And, of course, it shows the building that this formalizes the building that was added. The site plan will formalize that. So it seems to be proceeding well. I will add something about the kitchen. I understand last time there was discussion about, you know, turning the gas off, and that was done. The meter has been removed, so you can't use any gas on site. They did hire a kitchen designer to see about how they could do a code-conforming kitchen in there. This is kind of a separate permit from the building and the site, so those things can continue on. But they may go ahead and turn that in also to be another application that goes forward. So if that's able to be permitted, you'll see a kitchen go back in. If it's not, you won't.
Okay.
Will that permit be included with your report, or we expect that to come separately?
Well, the application, they've hired it's a kitchen designer who was recommended by Brian Fredley, the architect. And so he's going to have a plan. To the extent that there might be changes to Brian's plans, those would have to be, you know, implemented. But Brian, first, he lets the kitchen guy do his thing, and then if there's anything that he has to do to his drawings, he would make those modifications.
Okay, so I'm trying to avoid us having separate hearings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the good thing is they can't start construction until we get this site plan approved, and we're thinking August 15th. So as long as they move quickly on the kitchen thing, it shouldn't affect the schedule. We should be able to still deliver the schedule.
Right. It seems like enough time. Okay. So you're basically looking at a September 30th compliance date? Or
let's see. November.
We don't.
Yeah, what I was indicating.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3. So that's going to be a November compliance date.
By the time you finish the construction.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a fair bit that has to be done. And again, we think we might be able to shave a week off on that August 15th date.
Right.
You know? And depending upon, you know, how the contractors go, we might be able to shave some time off of that. They're anxious to resolve this as quickly as possible.
Okay.
We do approve a kitchen that it would be part of the alterations to the building in such a way that it'll be part of this case.
Okay.
If that's approved, that's a little bit more time. My indication from Mr. Fitzgerald is he's spoke with the permitting staff and technical staff, and they are fine with the report and agreement with the status of progress.
Good.
Is that correct?
Yes. All right, so we were looking for a progress report and then the determination of a compliance date, which we have set for the 4th of November for the November meeting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That would be approximately 90 after August 15th.
Yeah, I had mentioned November 15th, but if your date is... The board is November 5th?
The cutoff date is November 4th.
Oh, okay. Okay, that should be fine. It just depends how fast that construction goes. But, you know, we're going to push and try and get done by then. If we're not done by then, you'll see substantial progress. It'll be permitted. There'll be, you know, construction ongoing.
Staff is fine with that completion date.
Okay.
I don't know at what point
monitor the project, it would be a good point in between then and now.
A progress report.
Well, I'm thinking on about August 15th because that's when we're projected to have our permits. So if we could report that.
September meeting. We'll have a progress report. Okay.
What would be the date of that meeting? September
10th. All right. So the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order. Does anyone? I'm sorry, I may have jumped the gun here. Anybody have any other comments? Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of non-compliance and allow respondent until the November 4th cutoff date to come into compliance and further orders a progress report at the September 10th meeting or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved.
So moved.
All right. Mr. Smart made motion. Second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Case number 8, CEB061525, Cozy Circle MHP LLC, is in compliance as of 6/29/2015. Case number 9, CEB06-15-26, David and Suzanne Jekovich is in compliance as of 6/19/2015. We'll move on to case number 10, CEB06-15-27, Jesse Gonzalez. Anyone in the audience to testify? No. All right. We'll just hear from staff then. Mr. Stenson.
Madam Chair, this is before the board for imposition of a fine. It was previously ordered at the last meeting for the property to be secured to city standards, as well as the compliance was for this meeting. Mr. Stinson is the inspector. He reports that nothing has changed, that the property remains in non-compliance, that it was not secured. As well, and he's requesting a $300 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000. And I send to Mr. Stenson for any factual testimony.
Okay, Mr. Stenson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a case that was complaint driven. It's the second time around for this particular case. Structure is a rear structure, a in-law cottage, if you will. It's completely dilapidated and unsecure. I've had two phone conversations over the past year with the property owner. And the last conversation was that, well, I'm back in town, I'm going to take care of it. And that conversation took place 3 months ago. And here we are. There's been no change of status, no demolition permits applied for, and the structure remains the same.
Pretty clear.
Did we vote to ask the city to secure?
No, I don't know that we voted to do that.
No, I believe you ordered the first, the respondent to
right.
secure it.
Right, okay. And they didn't.
And
so now we will.
That's what we're
going to
do.
Okay.
Okay. All right, any other questions from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $300 per day against the respondent effective today and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000 and further authorizes the city to secure the building. And place a lien for the cost on the property for securing the building.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there such a motion?
No.
All right. Mrs. Himes made the motion. Mr. Smart made the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Now we'll move on to our new cases. We'll start with case number 12 since we took care of 11. CEB 07-15-29, Stephen Wise. 1201 Sunland Road. Well, come up and state your name and address for the record, please.
Stephen Wise, 1201 Sunland Road, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. I do.
Okay. Mr. Garcia.
This property is now in compliance. Last reinspection done June 25th, 2015. The only thing the city is requesting is a finding of non-compliance for a will fine.
Motion to find a non-compliance. Now in compliance and can be dismissed.
Okay. What the, a motion to?
It's the first time you've seen the case.
Right.
In non-compliance, now in compliance.
Right. All right. Would you like to say anything, sir?
I'm just trying to find out why I'm here. Because I was notified the boat was moved the next day on his inspection date. It says that I was under compliance, but then told to come here.
You're going to be found in compliance, but we don't want that to happen again, is what. Okay? The check, so.
But probably his confusion is we were never called for a reinspection. So
okay.
I took it upon myself to keep going to the property, along with other complaints, other properties we cited for similar violations.
Mm-hmm. I use my boat often, mm-hmm. and I have a place where I keep it. But when I'm using it repetitively, I have a side driveway that's on a side street, and I back it into the side driveway. When I'm using it a day or two later, and then when I'm not using it for a while, I take it to storage. So
that's between you and the inspector.
Right.
I can answer that question right here. Unfortunately, he's on a corner lot, and a corner lot counts as two fronts, so
yes.
he won't be able to keep it there.
Yes.
If it's a situation where he comes and he's just going to unload and load, or maybe there's something he has to do on the property with it, that's fine, but it can't stay there for more than 24 hours. That's going to be the issue. You don't have a garage either, right?
I'll show you. Well, that's between the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent previously in non-compliance but currently in compliance. And the case is dismissed.
Second.
All right, Mr. Smart made the motion and Mr. Jones made the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed.
Nay.
Mm-hmm. Motion carries. Case number 13. CEB 07-15-30 Nathaniel and Roberta Wilson at 527 Gibson Street. Mr. Stenson. Is there anyone here from that address? Okay, please come up. State your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
Claudia
Sylvester. Talk right into that mic.
Claudia Sylvester. Recently resigned at 525 Gilson, but my parents have the 527.
Okay. And
you
said
Claudia.
Claudia.
Okay.
And then what were your last names? And Nathaniel and Roberta are your
parents.
Parents, okay. I'm sorry, Amy, go ahead.
Yes.
All right. What would you like to tell us, Mr. Stenson?
Good morning. This case came to me as a citizen's complaint. They actually had the address wrong when I actually received the complaint. Went out there. This isn't the first time we've had to address this case. But as you can tell by the pictures, there was the dumpster, boats. There were quite a few more vehicles across the front of the house. Currently, the dumpster is still there. The cars have been moved. However, the boats are still there, and all the other violations still remain. So the city is saying non-compliance next cutoff. to complete this project.
Okay. What would you like to tell us, Ms. Sylvester?
The bolts is legally tagged, and they will be going today.
Okay.
But the dumpster have been moved because it's turned. Because he getting ready to pull, I guess, whatever he got to get to start doing now. So.
Okay.
But we did remove everything else. But we just
went. You're saying that the dumpster was ordered for construction?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to reach my hand. Yeah, my brother.
Okay. What? Are you going to speak? All right. We'll just state your name and address for the record.
Christopher Wilson, 525 Gifford Street.
Okay.
Can you raise your hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. What we need to do with the dumpster, the dumpster is there for the job. So why the dumpster have to be removed now? And it's empty.
Yes. Can we?
We can't answer that question, but Mr. you might get with Mr. Stenson, and maybe Mr. Stenson can.
You know me very well. I mean, you know where I live at. You know me quite perfectly. Every day you see. So whatever you need to do with the dumpster, you can let me know for financing and living insurance. So but the dumpster is empty, and all the cars he wanted out of the front of the yard, they're all gone. My boats are
okay.
My boats. I live with them.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good.
Okay.
But they
here again now.
They tag
cannot stay in the front of the yard due to code.
Okay.
Oh.
That's nothing to do with Mr. Sensor.
Okay.
And they were just there all the time. We never knew they couldn't be there.
Okay.
Do you live there?
I live at 525. We are building the house at 527.
So is this address correct on here, Mr. Stenson, the 527?
That's correct. That
and you live at 525.
Right.
That's next to you see the house next to
uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That's my mom's house next to
okay.
Yeah.
Does anyone live in there?
No. The 27? No one lives in
okay.
20. It's not
that's
done.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, does anybody else have any comments or questions for anyone? For the respondents.
The permit that is expired is for the new construction?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Which is why you need the dumpster?
Yes, sir. It's for the new construction, sir.
So have
I
you.
I called for a bailout, but they ran past me. They didn't give me that.
Have you applied for the new permit?
I applied for a bailout for the city, but it passed. They didn't give me a check. No,
get me in on that deal, too. So you have a permit process going?
Mr. Bolt told me when I get ready to bring my blueprint that I have stamped and bring it to him when I get ready. I let him in and walk along, let him see there's nothing in there that I'm ready for him, but I guess it wasn't ready yet, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, Mr. Stenson?
We would like to see this project completed eventually.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is August 5th, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Only thing I'm removing is just those two
votes. Is there such a motion? Let's finish this motion.
So moved.
All right, motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Yeah.
Now, what we're saying is the votes and everything else have to be out. Get with Mr. Stenzel, and he'll tell you how you have to get whatever you need. Or Mr. Jackson there.
The only thing there
and,
is the vote. So,
right.
All right. Well, you have a time period to get all this done and to talk with Mr. Stenson to figure out what it is you need to do.
You have to remove the bolts.
Well, Mr. Stenson can. Yeah, Mr. Stenson can tell him. Right. All right. Okay. Our case is complete. So we'll hopefully you'll have this all done by next month.
Probably by 11 o'clock. The bolts will be gone.
if it's not in compliance.
So my cause is...
If you're in compliance, you're finished. Oh. So talk with Mr. Stenson to find out what you need to do to be in compliance, okay?
Yeah, I'm going
by the next meeting.
Now.
All right. Okay. All right, case number 14, CEB07-15-13, Lillian Day at 945 Redwood Street. The respondent present? Okay, come on up. Okay. If she can't get up here, we can take that back to her. We're going to take something back to you. You stay there. You don't need to come up. Just, you can sit. That's it. Yeah, that works.
Yes.
Here.
Yes, no. Yes, no. How about now?
Yes.
All right.
Can you hear us? Okay. All right. All right, if you'll state your name and address for the record. And your relationship to Lillian? Okay.
This is Lillian. Can you raise your right hand, please? Raise your right hand, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson. What would you like to tell us?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. This was a tenant-occupied residence where it's now currently unoccupied, and there's the list of violations that were indicated by the inspector, Mr. Stenson. Mr. Stenson indicates that the property remains in noncompliance and is asking for next cutoff for them to come into compliance. And I turn to Mr. Stenson for any further information regarding the case.
All right, Mr. Stenson.
Yes, this case came to me as a tenant complaint. The tenant that was occupying the property called in complaints of the conditions on the interior and the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
As you can tell with most of the photographs, that the inside was pretty bad. There was quite a bit of outside storage of junk and debris on the exterior. As of yesterday, this van is now parked in the driveway. It's not tagged, so that's actually going to be a new violation, different violation, which would be on a different case. However, ultimately, the property remains in noncompliance. We're giving them until next cutoff.
Okay. Mr. Day, what would you like to tell us?
Yes, all the debris has been cleared out, the tenants up in the house, and we got repossession of the property March 23rd. So the whole house was trashed, so we've been working on it. And the van was there, it's my work van actually, and the van broke down there. Somebody stole a tag up there and That's why the van is there.
Yeah, you cleaned all that up. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, but the people all on the outside.
All right. Okay. All right, so we're just here for compliance or non-compliance right now. So what's your recommendation?
Non-compliance, uh-huh. I cut off.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by August 5th, which is the next cutoff date, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smart, a second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. All right, so we've given you a month to come into compliance or come back here. You get with Mr. Stenson and see what you need to do to bring the building into compliance or do what you need to do.
You don't have to board it up or anything.
You'll have to talk to Mr. Stenson about that. We can't tell you what you need to do, but he can. But he'll work with you. All right, thank you. Moving on to case number 15, CB07-15-32, Carmen Morrison at 315 North Seneca Street. Is someone here from that property? Okay. Mr. Jackson, what would you like to tell us about this property?
This property is before you for finding of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that the property is in non-compliance and requests next cutoff to come into compliance. It is a vacant, unoccupied property. I believe his note indicates that it was previously tenant-occupied.
Okay, Mr. Stinson.
Yes, I've been in contact with the property owner and the future tenant. They've both been advised that they're going to have to obviously get an occupation license to rent the property. The dilapidated shed has been demolished. However, there's been some issues with the demolition of that because it was done without a permit. I've already advised the property owner and the caretaker of the property what they need to do to bring that into compliance. All the other issues can be resolved by the next cutoff.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by August 5th, which is the next cutoff date, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Is there such a motion? Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Now we'll move on to case number 16. CEB 07-15-33, Seabreeze A1A LLC at 527 North Atlantic. Is anyone here to represent that property? All right. Yeah. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, ma'am. This case is before the board for finding of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Cliff Rican-Jean. The property remains in non-compliance, and what the inspector reports is that he's been in communication with the owner, who has indicated that he lives in Orlando and expressed his difficulty in being able to address these problems. However, Mr. Gazon has given him the instructions necessary from staff regarding that. And his communication with him as of today, he was called either today or yesterday, is that they are working towards a compliance. And so we're asking for a finding of non-compliance and next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Cliff, I don't know how to say your last name. Reckonzone?
Reckonzone, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, this is a... this building is a police issue due to the transients keep breaking into it, and it's kind of staying in the backyard. It's on the trespass arrest site program. What he's working on, he wants to tear down the building, but he wants to keep it where he can continue, when he builds a new building, be so close to the sidewalk. And that's what, that recess is what he's kind of, he's working with the city to try to keep. And that's why he hasn't torn down the building yet. He was supposed to send something in the mail, email me, showing the proof of this, or show today, but he doesn't do either yet. So.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by August 5th, which is the next cutoff date, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Such a motion. Motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Next case is CEB, case number 17, CEB 07-15-34, Myron Licton, 960 Magnolia. Is there anyone here to represent the property owner? No. All right. What can you tell us?
Can this one see... interesting circumstance. This is before you for compliance or non-compliance. It's a property where there's no running water. There are people who are residing in somewhat of a transient resident, still stay. They would be presumed transients except for they produce letters that indicate that the owner has authorized them to, which is that. They produced this note from the owner that authorized them to be there. And so, but they, as you know, without water is in violation of code and they're not able to remain. And so the staff is requesting that you make a finding of noncompliance and give them 10 days to comply.
Can I see that note again so I can read it? I, Myron... Well, I can't read the first two lines. What does that say?
That's the phone number upside down for the lawnmower.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay. Go back to that. Sorry. So I can read that. I, Myron Licton, am the owner of this property, of this house at 960 Magnolia Avenue. And my homeless friends are... Okay. Just wanted to make sure everybody read that note. So... anything to add?
Once again, this is another one of the police issues that they have constant complaints on. I haven't been able to make contact with the property owner yet, and he hasn't made contact with me at all.
Right.
I've had to do all postings on the property.
Okay. All right. Cheryl, and let's see, what would be, you said 14 days?
You said 10 days.
10 days.
Yes.
10 days, so that would be 719. 720.
719.
Okay, so let's do 720. All right.
Okay.
Cheryl, entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by July 20th, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
So, motion by Mr. Second. Smart, second by Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, what, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
What do you do with these tenants when the 10 days are up? You have to a process for...
There are two separate situations. You know, the situation that we deal with
no
first
water.
Would be the fact that they're in noncompliance and deal with that aspect of it. And for us to do anything else would require us to, at this point, based on what we're seeing, is either have to go in to court and seek an injunction to abate a nuisance or move forward with a condemnation.
Mm-hmm. But all we're considering right this now is
that.
Yeah.
That would be separate from what happens with the board.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's move on to our last case, CEB07-15-35, Robert L. and Bernadette White. Please come forward and state your name and address for the record and be sworn in. Yeah, you can stay right there so you're comfortable.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Robert L. White, Sr. I have a house on 465 Pleasant Street.
Okay.
Hi.
Good morning. My name is Gladys White Murphy, and I am the sister of Robert White. I am the one that will have to assist him with traveling and taking care of some of his personal business. His wife, Bernadette, is at the doctor at this particular time. She's having a lot of medical problems.
Yeah, we need to swear you in, and then we'll give you a chance to say what you need to say.
Sure. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
you're about
to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, we'll let Code talk first, and then we'll give you the time that you need.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is before you go.
Up until this moment, the inspector had no contact with the owner. This is his first contact with the owner.
The doctor said the property is in very, very severe difficult shape. Non-compliance, next cutoff. We've indicated the various violations on, he's indicated the various violations on this agenda and on the paperwork. I guess a simple statement would be that it's there's a very strong concerns about the integrity of the unit.
Okay, you're working on getting us pictures, Mr. Kulik? Okay. Well, wait, I want to see them. Okay. Okay.
This picture was taken this morning.
That plastic on the window? Or? No, well, at the roof, but inside the archway, is that a window with, what is inside the arch?
I believe that's a glass with a curtain.
Okay.
One of the cars was removed. You can't really see it, but there's like just a wire fence across the driveway. The damaged roof in the carport was removed. There was damage to that carport.
What do you mean?
I
see the carport now. What was removed?
You see how in the back of the carport?
Yes.
Right there.
Uh-huh.
There was damage to the roof.
Uh-huh.
That has been repaired.
Okay. It's been repaired. Okay.
That red car has been removed. There's another car behind it.
Okay. So has the carport been removed or?
No. Just that one damaged part.
Okay. The damaged part of the carport has been removed?
That's what it looked like.
Okay.
There's the foundation, holes in the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a better picture.
Okay.
You see how that roof is?
Yeah.
There and the damage on the you see the structural damage on
mm-hmm.
all the supports that those cracks go completely around. And there's the picture with the that the fallen roof is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
But we'll get to you, sir. Just wait a minute. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
This is the first time I was able to make contact with them.
Good.
So
okay.
We're going to get a problem address before we
leave. All right. Ms. Murphy,
yes.
What would you like to tell us?
Like I was saying, this is my brother, and this is the first knowledge that I've known about this case a day or so ago that he was appearing in court for his home there. He no longer lives in that particular area. He was moved away because with his disability, he had to be in a place where he had a ramp so that he can go up and down. So he lives now on Cameron Street. He has not resided at that particular area because it was unsafe for him to be there. And I was very uncomfortable with him being there. Like you can see, he has a lot of medical problems that he's going through right now. And as of yesterday, I understand that when I went by there, at the church last night, I noticed that the part of the grass had been cut. Some of the hedges had been clipped. And then when he called me, he told me that he was out there with clippers trying to do it himself because he doesn't have the money to pay someone to take care of his home. So he was living there, him and his wife and his children. The children are all grown now. So, like I said, he lives on Cameron Street, a safer place for him. He has applied for some assistance through the state to see whether or not they will give him funds to either refurbish the home or demolish the home. We do understand that it's not under living condition at this particular time. I don't know what the guidelines are as to what he will need to do. And he's not really understanding as to what all he needs to do. He does not want to give up his property, and he thinks that he'll be able to move back in there one day. But realistically, we need to get it updated, and I understand that. But where are we going to go from here with that? And like I say, he had a lot of health problems, and he's scheduled to see the doctor next week for more surgery on his leg.
Mr. White, you want to say anything? Would you like to speak? Tell us anything? Okay.
We're working on my house right here. And we just came back there. I'm just feeling bad.
Okay. So all right. We understand and we're sorry.
That boil on the inside over there. It's happened to stop on where my cousin just got there yesterday. Now I told my wife to fix my house.
Okay. Okay.
But, we have to find it right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we don't turn off that we did this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it seems like you have somebody good taking care of you and looking out for you right now.
I'm trying my best, Madam Chairman. So,
okay.
Like I said, he has a lot going on right now.
Right.
And we are going to see the doctor, and I don't know how long the surgery going to have him in the hospital or rehab. So if we can get some time past that to get over the medical issues, so we're going to put so much pressure on him.
Well, we're just here today. Today is the day that we're here to see whether you're in compliance or non-compliance. And
yes,
I think
ma'am.
That you know, you're not. See that, you know, there are a lot of things
yes,
that need
ma'am.
To be fixed.
Yes, ma'am. See that.
So I'm going to ask staff what they recommend, and then we'll go from
go
there.
Go from there.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I spoke with the inspector. He believes that it's driven. He understands that it had the appearance of being vacant to him as well, so he can understand that it's vacant. He's unaware of trespassers or transient someone that's going in and or hanging out there. He's unaware of anything like that. So our number one concern would be the external appearance. if there's any
or
delay.
Or the safety. I mean, it looks like some of those stand, whatever the pillars there are ready to pop.
But I'm just, as I indicate,
we don't really have any knowledge of one thing up to it.
We don't have that knowledge.
But we do have some visual external improvements that help. I think right now
the best we can do is understanding the
difficulty of what needs to be done.
As for next cut off debt compliance in September?
September 2nd.
And maybe in that time they can, I don't know if they're aware of the programs that they have, rehabilitation programs they have with the city as well, but look into various programs and see if they can
Thank
get the
you.
Assistance that may be able to help you get these things done.
Are there any other comments from the board?
I would like to concur with what you just said, that it appears to be only an external issue right now. There's no one living in there. There's no pool or anything that's causing any danger to anybody. So I think you should focus in on the external part, and if you can deal with that, hopefully maybe by September. Then we have to be looking at the inside, but at this point, strictly the appearance from the inside.
Well, I think, to me, when I look at that, I see more than appearance problems. I see some safety issues. Maybe if there was, I might feel a little more comfortable if there was a no trespassing warrant up there. There is? Oh, okay.
I had these things I had to do work on the house, but they haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of those. I got contact with my cousin. Use my boat, so I did our work myself for all this happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I got my cousin, he's going to help me fix my house.
Okay.
That's what we done yesterday. And that's the water project that my son got a real car and everything. It was from my father, who owns the banner's head. So the color on it's okay. That wire fence across the corner right there has been there ever since I got the house. I bought it in 87. I remodeled the house myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's my barber shop back there in the back right there where I cut
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. All right.
And if
okay.
I,
we understand. Okay, yeah. don't.
I mean, I'm just put
okay. myself.
I think what he's
explaining is that he does have a trespass sign. But
right.
I'm
really
sure what you mean is the trespass arrest site. And now that we have this communication, I'm
right.
sure the inspector
okay.
can explain to it's just making a trespass arrest site, and that can at least
okay.
give that comfort to me.
Okay. Are there any other comments?
I'd just like to say, for the gentleman's sister, you know, talk to this director gentleman about maybe you can get some money from the city to follow through on that.
Okay. Okay, thank you so very much. And then I can talk with Lifter.
We're going to vote. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by September 2nd or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Is there such a motion?
So
motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor, say aye.
Uh-huh.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Yes, ma'am, I do, and I do have a cell phone that you can get in touch with me. My email address is Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, B-I-M-U, at AOL.com. And my cell phone number is area code 386-212-8474. And I do appreciate that. Any correspondent that you can give me to assist them, I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
His mail and address is 423 Cameron Street. I think it's Caron Street here in Daytona. area code 32114. That's where he's getting all of his mail from now. And this particular letter that he received was in the fence on Pleasant Street.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. So any. Okay. Cameron is C-A-R-M-E-R-O-N. I believe it is Cameron, right off of George England Boulevard. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we've given you a couple months to try
yes,
and get
ma'am.
Some help and to figure out what to do with
yes,
the problem.
Yes, ma'am, and I do appreciate it. May I ask one question?
Sure. I don't know whether we can answer it, but
okay.
You can ask.
I have the no trespassing sign.
Mm-hmm.
Will he need to, like, board up the windows and doors or something like
I'll
that?
I'll get with him with that.
Mr. Reconzone will tell you what
okay.
you need to
and
do.
I thank you so very much
okay.
for listening
thank
to our
you.
Case.
Okay.
And you all have a
thank
blessed
you.
Day.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. That is the end of our cases. Is there any miscellaneous business?
Madam Chair, before we move on,
yes.
The case number, what's our number? Case number 7. Wanted to come back before the board on a reconsideration of one matter concerning them. We have no objection to that. That's proper under
so
the rules.
So they want to come back when?
No, they want to come up in now
oh,
on the
now.
Board.
Okay.
Yeah, they stayed and remained.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
I thought I saw you come back and then you disappeared.
I thought I was them, but there was a little question that
okay.
came up. For the record, Madam Chair, my name is Mark Dowse. Currently, there's an order that says no cooking on the premises,
mm-hmm.
which we're in full agreement that there's no cooking to be had mm-hmm. inside the building because it's not allowed by our code. But the way that's worded, they can't do the outdoor cooking like you would normally do, you know, patio, barbecue, outdoor functions. And so what they want to be able to do is be able they have a function once a month. And so it's always on a Saturday. They want to be able to use the outdoor cooking grills, you know, for that function. So when they have their service, they can still have, you know, the fellowship
well,
and so
I understand.
Forth. And so I think if the order was reworded, just simply say there is no cooking allowed within the building, we would have meet the objectives of what... correct.
No, the gas stoves now, the ones that you saw in the picture, or inside, but they've been disconnected.
But gas, as in propane gas outside?
That's correct.
Okay,
so it'd be
it's
portable.
Not connected
that,
to the
that's
gas
correct.
Line. Okay.
It'd be the what you know, portable.
The gas
right.
line will remain set.
Right,
that
shut down.
Correct.
And does anyone have a problem with that?
No.
All right, so we're going to...
Just response from the city.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
The inspector did go and check on that, and what we concluded is external cooking is something we don't regulate at places, and we're not doing the
commission either,
but, you know,
it's not
something we regulate.
So
we have an order saying you can't do it.
Right, but just
we say that there is no
clarification,
right, no cooking anywhere on the premises, so we're saying no
well,
indoor cooking
correct.
Or
no
cooking within the building
that's
or
well,
what?
They mentioned the previous order, and but it didn't, they didn't bring over the no cooking from the that still remain.
Yeah, because
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just leave everything as it is. Make a motion that they would have no objection to the cooking outside.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion. And do we need, I mean, is that part of what we do?
Yeah. No, I'm saying right now it's they ordered to make the journalists they can't
discard. All right, chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order and will allow cooking out.
I think what might be safer for the city is just simply say. We will amend our order to say no cooking allowed within the building.
Okay. All right. To allow no cooking, we will amend our previous order to allow no cooking within the building. Do we want to amend it to say once a month?
No.
Okay. All right. Is there such a motion? All right. Mr. Smart, is there a second? Do we have a second for the motion? Anybody want to second the motion? Can I second the motion? I'm going to pass the gavel. And I'm going to second the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed.
Nay.
Motion fails. I'm sorry. Okay. The motion as stated fails. Is there... Would someone like to make an amended motion, or...
I would.
Okay.
I have no problem, but due to the previous thing you had with the token, okay. If it's once a month...
That's correct.
...or a celebration, and only with black burrito, not the next day you put it in.
It would be limited to Saturdays, and it would be limited to once a month.
The same motion.
The same motion that we have. Does that satisfy others? What? Okay. All right. So we'll further amend. Who's saying no? Okay. Do you have anything that you'd like to add or express your concern about? Okay. Then we're just going to amend the motion to add that the cooking will be on Saturdays once a month. Do I have... Okay, I have a motion from Mrs. Hines. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Mr. Smart. All in favor. Let's have a roll call vote.
Mrs. Hines?
Yes.
Mr. Smart?
Yes.
Mr. Harrington?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you for your patience.
All right. So, back to. Do we have any miscellaneous business to take care of? Okay. All right, then. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
I did have one thing.
Oh, there is something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just there trying to recruit Mr. Dose because he had that good idea for Mr. Dose that good idea for the motion. But just as a reminder, you know, in terms of the need for more members. So just I don't have Hector here to say this, but
right.
You know, we're down and you guys have friends and
right.
Especially if you know other disciplines because we're pretty much a one discipline board right now. So. That will be real cool. So, you know, the push I just did to Mark is a good idea.
It's not zone specific. Right.
Yeah.
We'll have to be a resident.
Yeah, business.
Have to be someone.
Business professionals are kind of the whole group, I think.
Right
now, but it, you know, you also have those who are engineers, construction discipline, real estate, but the statute
right.
Says if possible, so they
right.
Can all be business professionals.
It says if possible in the statute.
I know, it can, and it's an error.
Okay.
Is the meeting closed?
Yes.
Well, it is. Well,
yeah, she really did adjourn.
I didn't adjourn it.
I'm sorry.
We're still talking. So go ahead.
I'd like to thank Mr. Jackson for acknowledging that we all have friends.
All right. Wait. One more. Okay. But let's let Mrs. Hines. Yeah, we're still meeting. We're still meeting for a minute.
I've done a lot of people, residents, that do not know it is illegal to park in their front. There's a lot of them that figure it's their property. They can do these things. Now, with that a case we had up here, I detected some tension between with the young man.
Yes,
but I think I was trying to get over to the young lady, but she only had that length of time. But she was really confused. And the next thing, Mr. Simpson, if it's okay, let what's his name in Redwood, the older lady, let him know he can speak for his mom and don't have to bring her.
Okay.
Because I think she's going to hold one.
Yeah, I think she's
Now, I don't. Do we get to regulate what people do on the outside of their home, as far or their business, as far as cooking goes?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Once it's under your jurisdiction, I mean,
okay.
The city has made it real clear that it's not our code.
Okay. All right. Now the meeting is adjourned.